We're up to Simon Tofresh and Base. We start to see Base. I'd like to start from there again. It's the important. It's very noga this because we're going to be talking about the Zman Hadlocka, the ideal time to light. For us, Bnei Chutz La'aretz, we tend to light the menorahs in the houses. What's the ideal time to light? Is there an ideal time and when is it? And we're going to be talking also of halachas such as what you have to do. Before lighting, is there any restriction or not? And hopefully we'll be starting Simon Tofresh Ayin Gimel, which is with regards to the oils and psilois that we are supposed to use. So let's see Simon Tofresh Ayin Beis, Siv Beis. Shochach Oyhezit, we started this yesterday a little bit. Shochach, if a person forgot, Oyhezit, or even purposely so, Velo Hidlik Im Shkes Achame, didn't light with Shkes Achame. So he didn't light by the ideal time of lighting. Madlik v'hoylech, he's allowed to carry on, he's allowed to still light, ad she'tich l'regel min ha'shuk, until tich l'regel min ha'shuk. Now, the MSA, it's a bit interesting because although we learn in Seif Aleph that lo'y ma'achim v'lo'y ma'akdimin, ideally you're not supposed to postpone and delay the hadlaka, you're not supposed to light earlier, but this is all l'chatchila, but the eved, if a person does delayed, it's fine. The person is allowed to light the menorah until al shetichle regel min hashuk, which literally means tichle regel until the feet stop. Al shetichle regel, there's no more feet in from the market, not going to the market, not coming back from the market. That's the last time you can light, which is according to Shulchan Aruch, shu k'moy chatzi shah, which is about half an hour after nacht, half an hour after the second shkia, which is nacht. Half an hour after nacht, half an hour after tzeis, it's called it techla egel min ashok. Sha'az, then, ha'am oivrim v'shavim, for this half an hour, there's still people coming and going, v'ike v'kepesom anisa. And if you're lighting, there's still a pesom anis, you're still publicizing the miracle. Hilkach, therefore, tzoich liten bo shemen, kezeh hashia. If you delay your lighting, that's what Shulchan Aruch means, if you delay your lighting, you should still put as much oil in there until the tichle regem and ashuk time, which is how long? Half an hour after nacht. So if, let's say, you light 10 minutes after nacht, you should put oil, how long? According to Shulchan Aruch, until tichle regem and ashuk, for another 20 minutes. Until that half an hour after tzeis. Oh, so what you're saying is, how long do you have to, how much oil do you need to have in the, how much oil? Half an hour. Yeah, is that everybody, even if you light a bit later, it's also half an hour, then it can be a bit less. Yeah, half an hour. So the Shulchan Aruch over here says, you're right, we're going to get to that. But what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here is that you just need to have for that half an hour. Because afterwards, there's no point, because there's nobody there anymore, there's no pirsum anis. After the half an hour, there's no pirsum anis. But you're crying right, that's not what we do nowadays. But that's what Shulchan Aruch holds. If you did put more than the half an hour, if you have added more oil than the half an hour, you're allowed to extinguish it. After this half an hour, you can blow it out. After half an hour, you can blow it out. And similarly, although you're not allowed to use the light of the menorahs generally, you're not allowed to, but after this half an hour, you could blow it off, or you could use it for other purposes. Because after half an hour, there's no kedusha to it anymore. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us. So let's say the Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Zayin. Seif Katan Hey. So that Seif Katan Hey is pointing out your point. Hilkach tzorich liten kaze. Mashma, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch. Dem hidlik zman ma'ach ha'shkia zacham. If a person lights a little bit later, ein tzorich liten shemen, you do not need to put oil, kol kach, so that much, rak ad shetich l'egel min ha'shok. According to Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like you only need to have oil sufficient for that half an hour after nacht. Ochein, however, kol zeh urak ledina Talmud. That's only for Talmudic times. Sheyahekel oivum v'shamim. That the whole idea was the pierce of manes, which is externally for the oivum v'shamim. Avol ha'idna. However, nowadays the hekel urak lebnei abesoy. That the we are lighting our menorahs inside, and the hekel the pierce of manes that we do is primarily for our family members, then you always need to do half an hour. You always need to put sufficient oil in for half an hour. Even if you light very late, very, very late, boy, you'll still need that shear. So again, it's true that if you're lighting outside, like in Talmudic times, we'll get to Etzisol in a minute. Like in Talmudic times where you're lighting, then it's true that after the half an hour shear, which is Techlaik Ibn Ashuk, there is no point anymore. You don't need to light it and it doesn't need to burn any further. However, for us nowadays that we're lighting, for lighting inside, you always need to make sure that you've got enough oil for half an hour. Whenever you're lighting, you need to have that half an hour covered. And that's what as you're pointing out, I said in a minute. Sivkotn Vav says the Mishnah Berurah Hashir. Af bizmaneinu tzorich leshir hazeh. Even nowadays, you need that half an hour. Avrim noisen bo shemen harbe. But if you're putting loads of oil in, ein boi shum mitzvah. Listen to that. There is no big mitzvah to putting loads of oil beyond that half an hour. There is no mitzvah in it. Avul b'nei ashel shava. But if you are lighting candles, Yesh hido mitzvah, there is a hido mitzvah, kshen aruka is when they are long. Mikol makam, nevertheless, en la'asoyzum gdolus yoyzum ilayim. Don't do them extremely long. Don't do them extremely long. So what he's saying now is the following. That oil, don't have a huge amount of oil. There's no point having more oil than a half an hour. There's no point. Did you know that? There's no point having more oil than a half an hour. There's no point, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You can use it for tomorrow's. We'll get to that. Right, is there a mitzvah of having it burning longer than a half an hour? So Mishnah Berurah says, I'm reading the words again. Even nowadays, tzorich leshir hazeh, avonim noisen bo shemen harbe, but if you're putting lots of oil in, sheyad lek yoyse, that it's even longer, ein bo shum mitzvah, there is no mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah at all, says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's burning longer than half an hour. Yeah.
Why is it no mitzvah with extra oil if it's burning longer than half an hour, but it's a hidden mitzvah to have longer candles?
Very good. Very good. Are you asking exactly the question I was about to ask? 100%. No, on the contrary, very good. Because the Mishnah Berurah adds the next line, Avol b'nei ashel shava, when it's candles, then there is a hidden mitzvah when they're long. So the question, of course, is what's the difference? What's the difference? Why is long candle is a hido mitzvah, but a lot of oil is not a hido mitzvah? Why is that? Very good. That's exactly what the point. The way the point Achrayim learned the Mishnah Berurah is that when it comes to a long a tall candle, there's a hido mitzvah in it. It looks very nice. A big candle looks nice, and that itself is a hido mitzvah, not because it burns longer, but because it looks nice. That's what many poskim want to suggest. Some people go, as opposed to the oil, it doesn't look nicer just because you've got more oil in there. Does everybody agree with this statement of the Mishnah Berurah that there's no hidden mitzvah at all after the half an hour? Yeah, what do you think? Pardon?
I disagree.
Why? Why?
I haven't said half an hour is enough.
Yes, so you're saying about the candles?
So with the candles, I disagree.
So with the oil, he says half an hour, you don't need more than half an hour. You're right. No, you don't need more.
I don't see the hidden. Olive oil is in higher than the candle.
I mean, the shaman's eyes. Yeah, we're going to get to that. That we're going to get to that in Siman Tov Resh Ayin Gimel. What's the bigger hidden mitzvah? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but do you agree with the point that if you put a lot of oil in, it's not a hidden mitzvah, as Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying? Yeah. Right, right. Very good. Very interesting point. So although this is the Ikar Halacha, and this is how, that's definitely the Halacha, you don't need to put more oil than a half an hour, and Mishnah Berurah's words is there is no mitzvah at all after that, and that's the Ikar Halacha. That's what he says. Ein shum mitzvah. Im noisen bo shemen har b'shad yoyse ein bo shum mitzvah. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, but to put more than half an hour is no mitzvah at all. Yeah, that's what he says. You're not adding anything by doing an additional. There is some poskim who want to suggest that this may be true if they are not doing any pirsuman. If it's just if you're putting it in on the table in the house, or you're putting it by the door in the house, you're putting it somewhere where it's not visible at all externally. That's an embushment mitzvah. Some poskim suggest And it's just a suggestion that if you're putting it by the window, it is, and there is still, even with Shovim, there is still people going past, even an hour after you're late, even 2 hours after you're late, some poskim want to suggest that there is still some sort of kium, because even after the half an hour, that by still having some sort of piersum anes after the half an hour, that the, and if it's by the window, there is still some sort of piersum anes, you are still actually mekayim something. But this is just a suggestion, and it's not so. Mishnah doesn't seem to be saying that. Mishnah doesn't seem to be saying that. What do you think about that, Rabbi Isai? Yeah, there is still a kium after half an hour. There's still, you're still fulfilling something after half an hour if it's visible from the window. What do you think about that? Again, Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to be saying that at all. What do you think? If there is, I'm saying if there is. I want to ask you a question. I spoke to Diane Simons last year about it. At 9 o'clock, is there still people on the street on a regular, well, it could be goyim as well. Is there still people on the street at 9 o'clock? On a street, there's no piece of manes. It's not so clear. It's not so clear because Rashi seems to be indicating there is a piece of manes with goyim as well. Sounds like from Rashi it's a machloikis, but it sounds like from Rashi certainly that there is a piece of manes with goyim. I don't know. I mean, I think that there is on the street at 9 o'clock. There's still cars driving.
It's so cold, so dark.
Yeah. But driving. Who says that driving is not pirsum anes?
Jewish people driving slowly.
And that's okay. Okay. I was just about to say something about double parking, but then I didn't.
Yeah. Depends where you are as well. If you're in London.
Yeah. Right.
It's not like 24/7, but it's busy. Busy at night. You go to Bolton Regis, probably everyone's in bed by.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, as this gentleman says here, it depends on where you live.
Yeah.
Cul-de-sac, at the end of a cul-de-sac, there's going to be very few people.
Very few people.
But if you live in a house in a very busy road,
right,
there's likely to be a number of people, even though it's 9 o'clock at night.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. Right, Lemaisa, the poskim say that there is still movement on the streets at 9 o'clock. Often, you're right. Some places there won't be, but I think at many streets and roads there is still some movement at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and therefore you may still fulfilling something by having by the window at that point. Yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah, and Friday night is Pesach Manes. Yeah. Good. Okay. Continues the Ramah. Yeish Oimrim. Some say Shebizman Hazeh that nowadays famous Pesach of the Ramah. Shebizman Hazeh Shematlik Bifnim. Nowadays that we light inside. Einoy Tzorich Leizoyer LeHadlik Koydim Shtichel Regel Min Hashuk. Says the Ramah, we were all busy about defining the ideal time of lighting the menorah. Says the Ramah, nowadays that we're lighting inside, you don't have to worry about tichel egel min hashuk at all. Don't worry about it. The whole idea was to define is half an hour, when is the right time to light? First shkia, second shkia, nacht, etc. He says that, the Ramah says, nowadays that we're lighting inside, you don't have to worry about all this. Don't worry about it. Relax. It doesn't matter. You can even light after tichel egel min hashuk. Feel free to light 11 o'clock. Feel free, because why is that? Why is that? Pardon? That's right, because the fulfillment of Pirsum Anes is with your family. However, the Ramah does finish off, Mikol Nokim Tov Lizorgam Bizman Hazeh. It is still right to be makbit on the Zman, even nowadays. But it's not a rigid halacha, it's a hiddo, elechat chila. You don't have to worry so much. And this is... Now, I don't know, but let's just see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll just, people, nowadays, 2014, working people, to what extent they have to rush home to light the earliest time. That's this Ramah over here. So let's see what Mishnah Berurah says. Seif Kotan test. Yeah, Shebizman Hazeh Shemadikim Bifnim. Roitze Loima. Ve'im Kena, Heker Urak Lebnei Be'esoy. As you pointed out, the Heker, the fulfillment of the Pirsum Anes is to your family members. Therefore, Einoy Tzorich, you don't have to light the first half an hour, you can light later. Light later, it's not a problem. Very important words in the Mishnah Berurah. You should light when your family members are around. You can't just come home 11 o'clock from a hard day's work and the whole family is already sleeping and you say, I'm now fulfilling the mitzvah. That doesn't work. Because the whole idea why we're allowing you to light later is why? Because you're gonna do the Pirsa Menis with your family. You're gonna do the Hadlokas Neiz Chanukah within your Mishpacha. So, okay, so fine, so they have to be around for that. You can't come late and then not have the family around. V'afinu lilmoid also, even you're not allowed to learn. When it's the right time, you should know, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to learn. V'kolshken achila, certainly eating as well. You can't have it doesn't mean a snack, it means a kibetza, pasta, mazono, it's a proper meal you're not allowed to have. V'shad v'rum, and other things as well. V'afilu hizchel poizik, even if you did start, you started eating something, you'd have to stop. You wouldn't be allowed to continue eating, yeah. Yeah. Why is that? Explain. What point? Yeah, he was talking about outside. He was talking about lighting outside. You're quite right. Reb Shlomo Zalman's psak about the wife lighting on his behalf in the right time.
Yes.
So he was talking about lighting outside. I should have pointed it out. You're right. Lighting outside. This Ramovi here is addressing clearly lighting, like when a person lights inside. So that's that right. So the Ramah says that lighting inside, we can be slightly more relaxed about the time, about the ideal time of lighting. We can be more relaxed about it. But the Chatchil is still shit as toys first. You should still light at the earliest at by Nacht. You can light the entire night, Adam Udashacha, until the morning star, until the end of the night, Amud Ashacha, Uve Brocha, you can even light with the Brocha. Behainu Dafkim Bnei Abayis Neurim. Now, this point that we just mentioned, you can only rely on this if the family is awake. Avalim Yeshenim, but if they are sleeping, Eile Vorich Aleim, you cannot make a Brocha. Elo Yadlik B'loi Brocha, you should light without the Brocha. The K'moyle Didu, Lo Yom Avarech, Lo Bizman Pirsa Manes, like for himself. You can only light if there is some sort of fulfillment of Pirsa Manes, Hachin Amin Elidon. Or say, it's not Pirsa Manes if they are sleeping. Ve'im Bo Leveise, Kodim Alutz Shacha, if you're arriving to your house before Alutz Shacha, U'motzeb Neveise Yishenim, and your family members are sleeping, Min HaNochen Shakitzam, you should wake them, Kedesh Yuchal Hadlik B'voch, that you could fulfill the mitzvah of the Brocha. So that's in the Mishnah Berurah Paskens, that you can, you don't, you, right. So now what would you say about coming home from work? Somebody's got, is self-employed. He's got an office. Self-employed, right? I'm not talking about somebody who's employed. Somebody's self-employed. Does he need to leave? Somebody's got a shop. Somebody's got, does he need to leave work early to light the menorah in its ideal time? If he's lighting inside, or does it not necessary, based on what we just learned now? Not necessary, based on the Ramah. And you're quite right, that's exactly what the Ramah says. You don't have to, you can light, if there's family members awake, if there's family members when you get home, you can certainly make a bracha then, and you can light the bracha, you can light the menorah then, that's what the Ramah says, you can certainly do that, it's totally fine. Correct. So the answer to your question is that we just want to, although we are mainly the main way of fulfilling the mitzvah is through Bnei Beisoy, that is really how we're fulfilling the mitzvah, and if there's no Bnei Beisoy, you can't make a bracha, etc., to wake them up. However, we still want to chaparayin, as it were. If there is still a bit of fulfillment of Pirsa Manes externally, we try to chaparayin as well, and that's why we put it by the window. But we don't fully rely on it, we're just trying to add that as well a little bit. And that's why we don't get too worked up about it. That's why, for instance, even if it's more than 20 amas, we'll still make a bracha, even if there's no, you know, because we are mainly relying on the Bnei Beisoy aspect of our adloka. Yeah? I remember when I was a bracha, and there's some times that when you don't do something and you regret forever that you don't do that. Do you know what I mean? When you regret, okay. So there's a very famous tzaddik in Yerushalayim called the Amshon HaRebbe. If you have the Amshnav Rebbe, Amshnav is a very great tzaddik, and he's very famous for the fact that he's got his own zmanim, and he tends to fulfill the mitzvahs later than most people. So when he comes to Mincha, he davens Mincha fairly late. When he comes to Shachris, davens Shachris. And there was at one point he was questioned about this. But whoever questioned him, he got full just halachic ways of justifying what he does. I don't know how he justifies it, but I know he's got Mahalchim as well. One of his Mahalchim is quite famous. But he's a halachic man. He just does things in his own way, in his own time. And he's famous that he's a galdiger yid. He's dovuk to Ribbono Shel Olam. He's a very, very special person. Amshna v'Rebbe in Yerushalayim. And it is well known that the Amshna v'Rebbe, his Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah, is a very beautiful sight. It's a very beautiful sight. However, the Amshna v'Rebbe, he tends to light the menorahs very, very late. In fact, it's early in the morning. And I know that when I was in Meir Yeshiva, and it's one of the things that you always regret. It was Bochim, my own roommate, used to go on Thursday night, it was Leil Shishi of Chanukah, used to get together, it's in Beit Vagan. I'm still in Bavagan, they used to get the taxi together, and I think it was 2 or 2:30 in the morning, I've forgotten the time, and used to go to the Amshna v'Rebbe, and there was a packed oilem by the Amshna v'Rebbe to see Zadlokas Neiris Chanukah. And I never went, and that's one of the things I always regret. Every Chanukah I think of it, why didn't I bother? And they all say that Amshna v'Rebbe still has children, quite young children, and I remember hearing it from the Bochim who went, that Amshna v'Rebbe used to wake up his children at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you could see how they rubbed their eyes, for the Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah in the middle of the night. And this is Mamash the Mishnah over here, the Amshna v'Rebbe is just a big piercing manes. It's like a piercing manes. A huge oilem there by watching his Hadlokas Neiris Chanukah. Huge oilem watching the way he lights the menorah, which the way they describe is quite phenomenal. But it's not enough for Pirsa Manes. You need the Bnei Beis to wake up. He was Makbe to wake up his Bnei Beis, so his own family members, to light the... He just finished Maariv before that. He's got everything is very, very late. Yeah, he's very late. He's an amazing personality. He's a really, really special person. And you know, people think that he's not a slow person. I've myself seen him. And I've myself spoken to him. He's not a slow motion type of person. Everything's very quick. But the mitzvah he does in his own way, his own pace. He does. One of my friends is actually married to his daughter, and I remember he came once to when he bought a flat in Yerushalayim. So my friend invited his chaverim to come for the Chanukah Sabbais. He bought a flat in Yerushalayim, so he invited his shver to come as well. It's not. He doesn't normally. He's a very special. But he doesn't come. But he came. That is something which he came for Chanukah. He came to say a capital Tehillim in his son-in-law's new flat, and it was quite an unbelievable sight. The way he said this Tehillim, just a capital. He came, said a capital Tehillim, and he went. But you know what it looks like when he says a capital Tehillim. It's quite. It's quite a different experience. So that's the Amshna v'Rebbe. That he was makbid as the Mishnah says, min amochal shakitzam, to wake up the bnei beisoy to fulfill the mitzvah. And finally, the Ramo v'leleiz ha'acheros says the Ramo just to finish off v'leleiz ha'acheros yadlik moshar bnei adam afal pishel hildik barishoyno. Excuse me, I skipped the line in Shulchan Aruch. Zazman v'ilohidlik matlik v'alech kol ha'laylo. Yeah. What happens if a person didn't light the whole night? If a person didn't light, he failed to. Let's say he was flying, he was in a traveling, and he didn't light the whole night. Then the halacha is v'lohidlik en lo tashlum. During the day, you can't light anymore to make up for the nights hadlaka. You can't make up. So what's going to be the remaining nights? What are you going to do then? Person didn't light first night. Person didn't light the third night. What is he going to do the following night? But like everyone else, says the Ramah, exactly, mamash your words. Over leilos ha'acheros and the future and the following nights, yadlik he should light k'moy shabne adam, like everybody else. Afal pish lahidik barishona, although he didn't light. That means that it's everybody's fourth night, but he's only lit number one and number two. And number three, he didn't. So nevertheless, on the fourth night, he should light the fourth candle. Although for him, it's not really the fourth. But he should follow, like as you're saying, he should do with everybody else. And that's And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Kmoi shab ne adam roi tzelema belayla shni or shtei neris or belayla shlishi shlolosh. You should carry on like everybody else. Veloi neima, we do not say the lady day halayla shni or he. Rishoinov v'yadlik rak achas. We don't say that he lost the night and he should carry on the count from where he was holding. Right? And we'll start off with Shain Gimel tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.